Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Wow, we got a lot of voices on today, and welcome the newest episode of Dear America Podcast Uncensored. We're going to jump right into this. We have something amazing that you guys need to hear, because the mainstream media doesn't want you to hear about it. They don't want you to know about it, but that's not what we do here on this show. Everybody's seen the United Airlines clip seen around the world.
The family
that they got kicked off the plane because their two-year-old wouldn't wear a mask. I made a response video about it. It really, really, really irritated me. Anyone with kids knows that it's impossible. But we have the mom herself joining us today. Everybody, welcome Elise.
Hey, Elise.
How's it going?
Hey, it's going good.
Awesome. Okay, look. All right. First of all, I want to say that you have the composure of sainthood. Because I would have thunder kicked every single person. I'd have slapped every person on the back of the head on the way out of the plane, et cetera.
We'd be in a lawsuit right now.
WWE. Yeah.
Tell us what happened during that time. And then I actually want to talk about as well what's happening to you now. We had a conversation last night. But walk everybody through. I mean, we all saw the video. The whole world's seen the video at this point. Walk us through that.
Oh my gosh. Well, first, we are United members, so we've flown with United a ton. We flew with our daughter 2 months ago. We've never had a problem. I mean, she's 2 years old, so any public place that we take her to, we've never had to put a mask on her, you know, whether it's Whole Foods or City Market or wherever we go, it's just she's two. So when we've flown this summer or flown this fall, they've never asked put a mask on her. So this time we're walking into plane, like, you know, everything is dandy and everything's cool. And right off the bat, we just got treated like immediately, you know, just so wrong. No, how are you guys doing? No, good morning, nothing. Just how old is your daughter? That was the first
by the flight attendants or people on the plane?
By the flight attendant.
Okay.
So it was like an immediate, like my husband says that he knew from like that moment that it was going to go down. Like something was going to happen. So he just goes, you know, she's two. And the flight attendant said, well, she's going to have to put on a mask. And I personally, I almost took it as a joke. I'm like, oh, okay. Like,
Sure.
Put a mask on my two-year-old daughter.
I'm like, hey, I'll try. You know, it's like one of those, like, I literally, like, joked it. I'm like, okay, I'll try. She's like, no, you have to put a mask on her. So I, like, felt her attitude that moment. I'm like, okay, all right. Because I didn't want to make a scene. We had to be on the East Coast this weekend. It was, like, a very important weekend. So I'm like, babe, you know, let's just chill. Let's just do it. So he asked for a mask because we didn't have one for her. So she provided us with a mask and we walked to the back of the plane, got in our seats, which we actually had the whole three seats to ourselves. So it was me, my daughter, and then him.
Right.
So no one else was there. And we're trying to like put the mask on, but we still didn't think it was like that big of a deal because, again, we never had to put a mask on her.
Right.
And then about 10 minutes later, so nobody spoke to us. Nothing has been done. The supervisor walks over. I guess they got him. We don't even know what happened. He just came and he was like, sir, we're going to have to ask you to leave the plane. This part is not recorded. It's the first time. And we're just both like, what? No, you see us? Like, please, like, give us a chance. Let us try to put this mask on her. Like, what is happening here?
Right.
And he didn't say anything, just walked away. So we thought we were cool. You know, we thought we were fine. We're like, let's just suck it up. You know, let's just try our best. And then it just started to get really frustrating, really stressful, because she started screaming. Then we're trying to put a mask on her. And I'm like, I hate the whole situation myself, because I'm like, why are we even doing this? And the plane actually rolls out. And as it's rolling out and getting de-iced, the captain came on the radio and said, we have a customer issue. It's going to take like 10 to 15 minutes that we're going to have to take care of. And that's when my husband just looked at him. He's like, pull that phone out.
So, pull that phone out right now.
We know it's coming.
And like, we're videographers. That's one of our businesses, or was one of our businesses.
Beautiful.
So it's like totally normal for us to video things. Like, I know how to, you know, make sure that everything is recorded.
Right.
But I think, you know, us knowing, like, right off the bat, we knew this is not normal.
Mm-hmm.
This is like, it was just so unfair from the beginning. It didn't make sense. So us trying to fight it, it like didn't even make any sense, because we knew that it was not going to end well. And if we wanted to win this, we couldn't have like freaked out and made a big scene. Plus, that would have been even more traumatizing for our daughter.
True.
Right.
So.
Yeah. And then the rest is history, right? Like we all saw what happened after that. Let me ask you a question, and then I want to get into what has happened to you since. You know, COVID-19, everything like this, you know, I actually had COVID-19. It sucked. I'm not going to lie to you. It wasn't fun. But I made it, you know, and here we are.
We got it too.
Really? Right? Okay. Well, then there you go. And alive you sit right here in front of everybody. So my question to the world and America listening, you know, everybody saw this show. Well, I mean, everybody saw your clip. Everybody listens to this show. We saw the emotion on your face. Mm-hmm. What was it? Was it more anger, or was it more like just sadness at where we are right now?
Oh.
That people would, because it's not you guys that are actually banned, right? Isn't it like your daughter?
It's our daughter, yeah.
So 2-year-old daughter.
So United Airlines banned a 2-year-old from a flight.
Yeah.
Are people really this stupid?
Like these
are people that can't breathe and blink at the same time that makes these kind of decisions. Your emotion in that video, which one was it? Was it anger or was it sadness in that moment?
Honestly, like, for me to record myself crying, first off, that's not, no one's ever like, oh, I'm crying. Let me record myself crying right now.
Right.
Nobody does that.
Yeah.
But I was so just dumbfounded by what just happened. Like, at first, I couldn't help my emotions. And that was mainly, honestly, like, where I was coming from was the America that I know and love, the freedom that I came to this country for, because I'm an immigrant. I came when I was 13.
Oh, I didn't know that. Wow.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And actually, that's a big part of my story and why I'm here and why I'm, you know, also trying to voice myself, is because a lot of Americans that were born in this country don't know the privilege and the freedom that we do have.
Wow.
And they complain about all the things that are, like, prior to COVID, you know, complain about whatever, the corruption and stuff. And I'm like, you didn't even grow up in another country to even know how corrupt other places are.
Yeah.
And I spent 13 years in Hungary. My husband was born in Romania. He was 7 when he came here, and his parents had to come here for 4 years without him and his sister. So he grew up with his grandparents, and his parents literally had to sacrifice 4 years from when he was 3 to 7 so they could get a green card and like bring their children here. And then my parents, when I was 13, you know, they came out and we actually got stuck here. We were supposed to be here for 6 months, got stuck, immigration, like we kept appealing. It was like this really long process. So, you know, me, my dad, my stepdad, and my mom, we haven't been able to see our families, our friends. My grandma died last month, like just all this stuff. And so the things that I gave up, like by choice, and I never complained about it, like you'll never hear a single complaint come out of my mouth. I gave up for the freedom that I could have in America to do whatever I want and to be whoever I want.
And then United Airlines kicks your 2-year-old daughter off a plane for not wearing a mask. Wow.
Yeah. And that just honestly, like, that, it gave me so much PTSD from where I came from. You know, we both came from socialist and communist countries, and experiencing the things that are going on right now is extremely, like, it's very scary, especially for us who have experienced being living in a country, in a place like that, where freedom is a joke. Like, wow. You think you have freedom and you really don't. Yeah. And you can't do anything. So my emotions really came from the sadness of where we are and where I could see us going, and also the anger about it. Like, it angers me.
Wow. That's incredible. Yeah. Man, what a powerful story. And every American needs to hear that for sure. Okay. All right. Yeah. Don't go anywhere. I want to talk to you next about, you're starting to experience some things that we experience on a daily basis. And I want to talk to you about that. But before we do, we got to get into a sponsor. All right, everyone wants to keep their home and family safe. Whether it's from a break-in, a fire, flooding, or a medical emergency, Simply Safe Home Security delivers award-winning 24/7 protection. With Simply Safe, you don't just get an arsenal of cameras and sensors, you get the best professional monitors in the business. They've got your back day and night, ready to send police, fire, or EMTs when you need them straight to your door. Simply Safe has an arsenal of sensors and cameras that protect every inch of your home. Plus, with Simply Safe, there's no long-term contract, nor hidden fees or installation cost. Right now, my listeners get a free home security camera with your purchase when you purchase a Simply Safe system at simplysafe.com/dearamerica. You also get a 60-day risk-free trial, so there's nothing to lose. Visit simplysafe.com/dearamerica for your free security camera today. That's simplysafe.com/dearamerica. All right, so we are still here with Elise, and now me and you had a conversation last night because you are experiencing, in my opinion now, it was horrible what happened to you on United Airlines. It is the craziest thing that they didn't suspend or ban you and your husband. They banned your 2-year-old daughter off the airline, which is the dumbest thing I've ever heard. But now, because you've gotten some exposure because of how viral this clip has gone, you're now experiencing cancel culture, and people are actually reporting you to the big tech Instagram, Facebook gods. And you literally stood up to the COVID-19, whatever craziness this is. And within 36 hours, now Instagram is threatening to delete your account. Walk us through this. What the crap is going on?
Oh my gosh. Well, I have, so before my video clip blew up, like, I've always done Instagram. I started my Instagram when I was 19. Like, I started competing, then I did the whole fitness online coach thing. So starting from March, being in the health and fitness industry, you can't help but research and also want to know about health.
Right.
So this, everything that's going on, like, you can't just sit back and just like, all right, yes, I'll take whatever you're saying. I'll just follow whatever you're telling me to do, even if the rules don't make sense, even if this, like, no, I'm a health and fitness professional. I have to look into things. I have to research things.
Right.
So I have posted about masks. I've posted about COVID before, like, a couple of times. I even have a highlight on there.
Right.
And I guess I have had people that reported my account, but never to the point where Instagram threatened. And I guess maybe because that was also in my history with Instagram, then this happening, and I didn't even actually go into any of that. I've just been posting about what's been happening. Like, no, you know, wasn't going into any of it. And I didn't even know that this can happen, where people can report your profile so much.
Welcome Instagram, to the club, my friend. Welcome to the cancel censorship club.
It's insane. So if someone has someone who just doesn't like them,
yep,
this person can just click on report profile 1,000 times, and then Instagram's going to delete your account. This is literally violating freedom of speech.
Absolutely.
It's actually a violation.
Yep.
And it's disgusting.
Yep. And so what happened was 48 hours ago, you didn't have all these eyes on your account, but you do one thing to expose the hypocrisy and the craziness that is going on in this country and the tyrannical dictatorship control. You do one thing to expose it, and a multitude of people see it, and now all of a sudden you're the enemy. It was never a problem before, but now all of a sudden you are an enemy, and they have to remove you. And that is the scariest thing that people need to know in our country right now, is that somebody who is a legal immigrant can come over to the supposedly the greatest country in the world and then experience the very thing that you left your country to deal with in the first place. It's absolute insanity. United Airlines owes you guys an apology. They owe you money. They owe you free flights for life. They especially owe you a public apology. And I, for one, as an American, I apologize to you and your family for having to, because it's our fault. It's our fault. We have allowed this to happen in our country, and your family, your legally immigrated family, is now suffering because we have failed you as Americans. And so I apologize to you for that. I really do.
Hey, Elise, I'm curious, have they reached out to you at all?
Yeah, they have, actually. We had a call on Saturday night from a manager here in Colorado, and he basically called to ask how Evelyn was doing, if we had gotten our bags, and then to say that our case is under investigation.
Oh,
so we can't say anything.
Oh, wow. Nice. So no apology.
No, nothing. And what's really fascinating to me is that on every news channel that we've been on, they also reached out to United, and United said the same exact thing. They literally just said their statement, everyone's health and wellness is in our whatever. I don't even know. That's what they said. Everyone's health and wellness. And so that's why everybody
has to
wear a mask.
They're full of crap.
And they posted on their Instagram, I don't know if you guys saw it, on United's Instagram, this one, what is your risk of exposure to COVID-19 on an airplane? Almost non-existent.
Wow.
They posted that.
Way too. But you know what you just did? You just canceled yourself completely because you exposed hypocrisy and truth because they don't like that.
Didn't you just say that you flew just a couple months and she didn't have to wear a mask?
Well, right. Yeah.
So I'm saying they're
not just that. Katie, you guys know Katie Earn?
Yeah.
So that's actually how this started to blow up, because the same morning that I flew, so I live in Breckenridge, and she was taking a vacation with her family here in Breckenridge. And she was flying from Denver with her family same morning, United flight. And she has a 2-year-old who was not wearing a mask. And her and Hayden, her husband, were doing stories. And people saw that her 2-year-old was not wearing a mask. They were sitting in first class, didn't get kicked off. And so people started to send my story to her and her story to me. And it was just like immediately that morning that I went on, they're like, dude, Katie just flew and they didn't get kicked off. And then she reached out to me saying they were so nice to us. Like, I can't believe this happened.
Yep.
So it's not just them being hypocrites on their channel and in the past, but that same day, that's how this video actually started to blow up because, her and her husband reposted it, and then it just
That's insanity. Go ahead, Noah.
The craziest thing, to me, is if you look at a broader view of everything, is that the left thinks that children are adults. If you look at a toddler who thinks that they're another gender or wants to decide something, this huge thing about their sexual orientation, liberals are boom, they're right. They're telling the truth.
Decide.
And then they expect another 2-year-old on a plane to put on a mask and not throw a temper tantrum. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. A 2-year-old can identify.
You can choose your gender.
Yeah.
You can choose your gender, but you can't choose to breathe.
Yes, exactly. It's craziness. Look, Elise, we appreciate you coming on.
And you have such a powerful
story.
You have a really powerful story.
And I'm glad we were able to capture that, because we're going to make sure that the world hears this. So,
and can I just say too, sorry, as a mother, who has flown with her 3 children when they were younger, my heart goes out to you. And I think all mamas can relate, because I cannot imagine being
sainthood
in that situation.
Sainthood.
I mean,
you
and the way
sainthood
y'all did keep your composure is just beautiful. And because you're right, your story would have been ruined. It wouldn't have gotten across if y'all had blown up at anyone.
I agree. Yeah. Anyway, thank you so much for coming on. And thank you for having the courage to expose the hypocrisy that's actually going on. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you. All right.
Bye. All right. So, man, wow, what a powerful story. Yeah. Believe it or not, ladies and gentlemen, that is not the whole episode. We actually have an entire episode to still talk to you about after that. Just, man, I hate to say it, but that's going to be some viral stuff that just came out of that. Anyway, But before we talk about all the other things that are going on, we have to get into a sponsor. All right, pending the results of the elections will no doubt cause a spike in gun sales. If you are making a firearms purchase because you're worried about the future of the Second Amendment, I want you to be safe, responsible, and carry with a We the People holster. Starting at just $40, We the People holsters are custom designed to fit your firearm perfectly and made right here in America. They also have thousands of options to choose from, plus an amazing selection of printed holsters. Go to WeThePeopleHolsters.com/Graham to get yours today. Every holster ships free and comes with a lifetime guarantee. Get an additional $10 off with the offer code GRAHAM. This makes a great gift and satisfaction is guaranteed. If it's not a perfect fit, send it back for a total refund. That's WeThePeopleHolsters.com/Graham. WeThePeopleHolsters.com/Graham. Offer code Graham. All right, so... wow. After that, guys. Hi.
Yeah,
welcome.
Hey.
Sorry for starting the show. Well, I'm not sorry for starting the show. Show started a little different than normal, but
it was so good.
Noah is here.
Yeah, what's up, everyone?
Alyssa is finally decided to show back up. You know, she needs to she needs a check.
You're welcome.
At this point.
Absolutely no longer.
So, wait, what?
You wish it had been longer? All right.
I didn't say that.
All right. Okay, so today
don't put that on me, Ricky Bobby.
So outside of I got to get my mind wrapped around it. Outside of the groundbreaking stuff that you just heard, believe it or not, the vaccine.
It's here.
Is
the cure
here
for all.
Today. It's awesome.
The cure is here.
The vaccine is here. Life can go back to normal.
It's crazy.
I guess.
Concerts now? Is that?
Yeah, no, probably not. You have to have your card?
Yeah, your COVID
card. Eventually, yeah. Okay, so Pfizer is actually the first one that got approved. Yep. And then President Trump says that Moderna is coming next. So Pfizer had a 90% effective rate.
Yeah.
Moderna had a 94%. Why Pfizer got the deal before the 94% is beyond me. 50 million doses are available so far, with half coming to the U.S. and half to the rest of the world, and they're predicting 1.3 billion doses for next year.
Thank you, Trump.
Thank you, President. There you go, Noah. It's like you read my mind.
Operation
Where is the love? Where is the zero?
Zero.
Absolutely. Yes,
nothing.
Zero.
In fact, it'll be accredited to Biden.
Yes, it will be.
100%. Yeah. This is, without a doubt, 1,000,000% de facto because of Donald Trump. Even the Surgeon General came on today. I was watching Fox News this morning, and he said that this was possible because of massive funding and because of massive cutting of red tape, of FDA and all this other kind of stuff that holds things up for so long in the medical world and in the vaccine world. Donald Trump did that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
100%.
That's it. Donald Trump did that. Big Pharma didn't do that.
Nope.
The politicians didn't want to do that. That was Donald Trump who came up with that idea, ladies and gentlemen. So even though technically Moderna's got the highest effective rate of 94%, it's a 99.986% survivable virus. So technically your immune system is more effective than the vaccine, but that's a different conversation for another day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The only reason that a vaccine is here now, 10 months after this first breakout, is because of Donald Trump. And the thing that irritates me the most is that people will not give credit where it is due.
No, they won't.
Obviously, did Pfizer and Moderna and BioNTech and all these other people have hundreds and maybe even thousands of scientists and medical professionals working on this? Absolutely. And we give credit to those people where it is due.
Yeah.
Thank you for the vaccine. But you wouldn't have had the funding. You wouldn't have had the cutting of the red tape to be able to aggressively go after this if it wasn't for Donald Trump.
Yeah.
And that's the thing that bothers me the most. If you're going to state facts and if you're going to talk about wanting, you know, stats and statistics and believing facts and fact checkers and blah, 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 where are the fact checkers giving the credit to Donald Trump? Where are they?
Zero.
You won't see them.
And like even the stock market right now, like I'm a big stock market guy. It's shooting straight up.
Of course you are.
It's doing well.
Noah is 20 years old, just so everybody knows. And like he's
the spirit of an 80-year-old.
He is Mark Zuckerberg that's not an alien.
Oh, Graham?
Well, we had the Bluetooth on for my phone. We can probably turn the Bluetooth down. Yeah, just turn it all the way down now. Anyway,
okay,
way to kill the vibe. 864-659-3213.
No, you have to beep that out.
Telling who that is. Wow. And no, it's probably a spam person.
Have you welcomed Zach yet?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Zach. Well, Zach's not in front of the camera, but yes,
okay.
We have a new producer for Dear America.
Zach,
he's in the background. For those of you listening on audio, this grants you absolutely nothing whatsoever.
You're in the know.
And those
You're
of
welcome.
You, we'll put a picture of Zach
yes,
right here for the
yes,
video
yes.
of Zach going on. All right, so the vaccine is coming out. I'm not taking it.
Do you know what I have told everyone, all my neighbors, because we live in a military street on a block, and so I told all of them, I'm just going to study y'all for the next year and see how it goes.
There you go. There
you start walking with a limp one day, we'll know
so,
why.
So turn the Bluetooth back up. Actually, Bill Gates is back in the headlines, because somewhere along the way, Bill Gates became a scientist, and, you know.
Didn't you know that?
A medical scientist on top of that.
He's so wise.
So we're going to listen to this clip that he did. I think it's on CNN. CNN. Here we go. Listen to what Lord Gates has to say.
Evil Gates.
The Gates of Mordor.
People in California are right now under brand new stay-at-home orders as hospitals there risk being overwhelmed. Mm. There are
Tyrants.
A lot of governors who oppose bringing back these lockdown orders
Good.
And forcing businesses
Yeah, they're called
close.
Patriots. Yeah.
What do you think? Do you think more states need to consider
Tell us,
taking
Lord Gates.
That kind of drastic action and the kind of drastic action okay, we saw when the pandemic first began, or can there be a more nuanced approach?
Here we go.
Well, certainly mask wearing has essentially no Lord. Downside. They're not expensive. Bars and restaurants in most of the country will be closed as we go into this wave. And I think, sadly, that's appropriate.
New wave.
Depending on how severe
Says
it is,
the
decision about schools is much more complicated because they're, you know, the benefits are pretty high. The amount of transmission is not the same as in restaurants and bars. So, you know, trade-offs will have to be made. But this, the next 4 to 6 months really call on us to do our best because we can see that this will end.
Okay,
and you don't
I can't
want-
listen. I 4 to 6 months at least. Guys, 4 to 6 months at least, you need to close down your bars and restaurants because the billionaire said so.
His personal chef.
Have you ever heard a nerdier conversation?
No, I haven't.
Man.
Well,
none of these guys got
you.
Picked for the dodgeball team,
yeah,
and
they're angry.
Throwing it back at us right now.
They're just angry little people.
I just, okay, so you know, forget Bill Gates, forget the vaccine, all this stuff. I just want to say a message to the business owners. Why are you closed? And I'm asking that question honestly. Why are you closed? Why are you allowing people that are richer than you, people that don't have the concerns that you have, people that haven't had to figure out how to float money to pay one bill or save money to send their kids off to camp or whatever? Why do you let these people dictate what you can do while they do something else? You want to know the truth? You want to know the truth of what's going on in this country? This is what's going on in this country. Cowardice is going on in this country. Weak Americans is what's happening in this country. You want to know why? You want to know why your restaurant's closed? You want to know why your business is closed? You want to know why you're going bankrupt? You want to know why you can't work out and go to a gym? You want to know why you can't worship God in church when you want to? It's because you let them. And if you want to find somebody to blame, if you want to find somebody to look at and point the finger at, we as Americans have nothing else than to point the finger at ourselves. The government works for us. Elected officials work for us. We elect them. They appoint judges. We are everybody's boss. The end. Period. Just 2-3 periods down the line, exclamation point, we are the boss. And it's fear. You're afraid. Oh, they're going to find me. Oh, they're going to do this. What? How are you going to get the fine from you? you ain't got any money to buy food to put on the table for your kids in the first place. They're going to fine you. They're not going to get any money out of you. If you ain't got $100, you dang sure don't have $18,000. What is a fine? What does that do? Stop paying your taxes. Watch what happens. If half the country said, screw you, we're not paying taxes anymore, watch how quick the government would turn around and be like, we're sorry. We're sorry. Please pay your taxes, because they are. They're bankrupting you, telling you you can't open your businesses, you can't pay your own bills, they're destroying your credit, and then when taxes are due, they're out there with their hand like this wanting to know where their money is at. Why are you letting those people dictate your life and your family's life? It's time to go back, and it's time to stand up, and it's time to say, make us. Because if we allow this country to be destroyed, if we allow our businesses to go under, if we allow our children not to be able to eat, not to be able to go to school, not to have a future to look forward to, that is on us. It's our fault. It's not the government's fault. It's not the virus's fault. It's our fault.
Drop the mic.
Yeah,
no, push a button. Push a button, Noah. Just any of them.
Just any button. I don't know.
You know the...
No, there it is. it goes really long. Okay, to add to that, though, I do want to say you have to remember, too, and we've said this so many times, but I think people need to remember, you have to have people to enforce the, quote, mandates they're coming out with. Yeah. The sheriff of California,
The sheriff of California.
He's an amazing guy.
I love it.
The sheriff of LA, but also lots of other sheriffs in California, and I mean, all our locals, they all have come out and said, this is ridiculous. Yeah. This is tyrannical. We're not enforcing this. So I think that you have to remember, too, just because someone speaks something, you have to still have people who enforce it. And the enforcers are saying this is ridiculous.
Yeah. Yep. And don't forget, like, we have a little piece of paper called the Constitution, and you can take it to court and win all day long. Yep. Like, the Constitution says you can run your business. The government is not allowed to tell you that you can't do this, this, and that. Like, that they can't be doing that. So is it going to be a headache? Sure. But at what cost? Like your freedoms, your business, your family?
And maybe that's what needs to happen is everyone's getting fined, because we already know court dates are already backed up like a year because of COVID.
And Lord knows the government needs to be reminded of what the Constitution actually says. So let's just give it to them anyways.
Yep, I agree. All right, we got a lot to talk about, and we got a short amount of time to put it in there. So let's get into a sponsor. All right, this year has reminded us of many things, including how important it is to look after the ones we love. This holiday season, give the gift of safety, accuracy, and self-defense. Give them iTarget Pro. When the government can't or won't protect your family, self-defense is your only option. But most of us don't have time to consistently train. Plus, ammo is really expensive. That's why iTarget was invented. Using their proprietary app and laser bullet, you can now train safely in the convenience of your own home with your actual firearm. iTarget Pro comes in all the major calibers, including .223 and .556, so you can stay sharp with almost any firearm. Today, you can save 10% plus get free shipping with the offer code GRAHAM at checkout when you go to iTargetPro.com. This is the smartest way for you to practice, and it pays for itself in just a few days. This holiday season, give the gift that is a bullseye. That's the letter I, TargetPro.com, iTargetPro.com, offer code Graham. All right, we are back. Random things that are going on. We're going to move along because there's some things that I want to talk about. Trump apparently lost the election, or at least that's what they want you to think. But I want you to hear, turn my Bluetooth up on here.
I was going to push a button.
Well, when I do this, that's the Bluetooth signal.
Listen
to this ovation from the cadets at West Point when President Trump shows up at the Army-Navy game. Just listen to this.
Wow. I got chills.
Let's go!
Listen to him.
No way!
Listen to him. This is a half-empty stadium, by the way.
Wow.
No way, man. No way. Yes, sir! Yes, sir!
Yes, sir. Listen to that.
That's insane.
Yeah, I got chills. That's awesome.
Does that sound like a man that lost the election? I don't know. It doesn't sound like it to me. You know, I thought that would be, you know, I don't really have much more to say than that is, you know.
That's awesome.
Biden's wife is the biggest thing that Joe Biden is doing right now because she got upset because there was an article written that Jill Biden, I'm getting into it.
Okay. No, it just didn't sound right.
No. It's the biggest thing because, oh, are y'all being sexual right now? I was fixing to make.
I was fixing
to make a connection to the Hunter Biden scandals going on, but Jill Biden's getting the most talk. Alyssa's thinking I'm talking about sex, and Noah's over here questioning my cognitive abilities.
Biden's doing Jill. I was like,
I had this whole like bring it full circle thing, and you two have ruined it.
I'm absolutely
ruined it. Okay, debate really quick. Write us, Graham at DearAmericaMedia.com. The Jill Biden story is actually, or controversy, it's actually because a article writer wrote, it's time for Jill Biden to simply be called Jill Biden and not Dr. Biden. Mm. She's not a medical doctor. Mm. She has a doctorate, I think it's in education or something, but she's not a medical doctor. I agree with this. You're not a doctor. Sorry, you got a PhD, you have a doctorate. Shut up, pompous people.
I agree with it too. If you're not a doctor, because lots of people, like Mama has a doctorate, but she doesn't, because she's not Dr. Vincent.
Yeah, I'm not calling her a doctor. Yeah, sorry, I'm not doing it. Well, yeah, because you can't be a doctor nurse.
Yeah, but
well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, like, I get the respect.
There are doctors. Like that is it. You have a doctorate.
I don't say like, master. I mean, I know well, doctor's higher, but I don't say like I'm a master.
Call it doctorictorian or something, you know, or something. You can't. No. You are not a doctor. Sorry. It's the same argument that dentists have with like freaking doctors and stuff. You know, doctors. I'm not in that boat. I think a dentist falls under the category of a doctor. I really do. A vet. A vet's a doctor.
But you certainly can't like say, as a doctor, you should do this for COVID-19, and your doctorate is in
education.
I don't know that for a fact. I think it's philosophy. In education. You guys could look it up, I guess, and find out for sure. But the simple fact of the matter is, Jill Biden is not a doctor. She has a doctorate. That's it. Shut up.
She's very smart in a specific field that she has a doctorate.
You can have a doctorate and not be a super smart person. I know a lot of dumb people that have doctorates.
Yes, most professors in this world.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, all right, moving on. Noah, when you find that, let me know just so we can make sure we say it correctly, what Jill Biden has her PhD in. Cleveland Indians are changing their name because it's racist.
Stop it.
Uh-oh.
Yep, the Cleveland Indians are changing their name.
I think the Caledonia Confederates are, too.
Well, yes, but nobody knows about the Caledonia Confederates. No. Dwight Howard, this was it has absolutely nothing to do with anything, so I just thought it was funny. So this is from TMZ. Dwight Howard sued, hired two women to take care of his giant snake, and then stiffed them.
Another Inuit. It's uncensored.
I just thought that. I just thought that. That's not Inuit. It's a real thing. He has a giant snake.
Oh my god!
And he hired these.
What?
Wow.
Good thing I'm researching.
And is it really taking you this long to figure out what her PhD is in? Oh, okay. All right.
He's on Instagram. He got distracted.
Anyway, all right. So I thought that was.
Did you know, because you said Dwight, and then me and Zach were talking about The Office earlier? Did you know that Kevin from The Office, during COVID, made $1 million just off doing like the soundbite, like "Hey, happy birthday!" and like saying whatever you want him to say.
Yeah.
I was like, "Way to go, Kevin!" That's
I played trivia with him.
That's right, you did.
I played during COVid. I played a trivia with him
in Greenville,
South Carolina. It was awesome, and he was classic. He was like the funniest dude ever.
I believe it 100%. The Office is the funniest show ever
doctor
created.
Of education. Well,
doctor, that's
education.
What I said.
Took me that long. And
yeah, doctor of education. See, I was right. Well, you know, I like to hear it. Anyway, all right.
That's true.
Okay. All right. Real quick. Swalwell spy coverage. The fact that he, had an affair with an actual Chinese spy.
Yeah.
They did an analysis today on Fox News. Fox News is trying so hard to like win the audience back. CNN, ABC, MSNBC, a total of 0 seconds of any coverage of this.
Swalwell
literally sleeping with a Chinese spy.
SNL.
0 seconds.
SNL didn't do anything about it, did they?
I don't know. I don't watch
this.
This
is right up their alley.
It is right up their alley.
All right. Here is the thing that you won't hear about unless it's here. And I actually saw this on the New York Post, and I really hate to freaking say this.
Oh, no.
I agree with AOC on this on this New York Post thing.
Uh-oh.
This is uncensored.
All right. What AOC said was, and I'm going to read what AOC said, and then we're going to jump into the article, and then I want to have a conversation.
Okay.
Okay. AOC said, leave her alone. The actual scandalous headline here, as my computer goes off, is medics in the United States need two jobs to survive. That's what she says. Okay, now the headline she's talking about is the New York Post puts this thing up, and it's got a picture of this girl. NYC medic helped make ends meet with a racy OnlyFans side gig.
I'm sorry.
Why? Okay, all right. So for those of you who don't know, OnlyFans is this thing that is predominantly owned by, you know, run by women accounts. There are dude accounts on there. But OnlyFans is where people pay a subscription. And then, you know, you dance around, you take your clothes off, whatever. It's an OnlyFans account, okay? All right. Now, this chick is in potential, because of this article that the New York Post made. What in the world? Why is it? I'm supposed to have the Do Not Disturb. I do have the Do Not Disturb on. What is that?
Oh, is it your phone?
Oh.
It's your phone. You got Bluetooth. Bluetooth.
I got Bluetooth.
Well, the Do Not Disturb's not working. Anyway, okay. Let's see here. So as of right now, she works for senior care. So she's an EMT for senior care. So she doesn't work for the FDNY or anything like that. So she makes crap money. Okay. She lives in, NYC. Even the FDNY after 5 years, paramedics make 65 grand, 65 grand in New York City is nothing. Okay. Just so we're there. But she works for senior care, and now, she's being called in for senior care. They want to talk. She's afraid that she's going to lose her job now over this OnlyFans account. So, my question to put before everyone and the audience, write me at graham@dearamericamedia.com. Do we really care what people do in their off time on their OnlyFans account? Like, if you want to break it down, now remove the religious side of it. We're talking America here. We're talking freedom. We're talking capitalism. Okay. This woman's practicing capitalism, in my opinion.
I don't understand why this is like a breaking story here.
She's not having like, yeah. She's
why does
not,
this matter?
She's not prostituting herself. OnlyFans is a wide known thing. Like all the celebrities do this and nobody gives them crap for it. Yeah.
I have thoughts. Oh, sorry.
Do you, no, want you to go, know? You go.
First. Okay. So, in my counseling world, right, I think it depends on the profession. If she's senior care, you have to know when you do certain things, there could be consequences to your actions and behaviors. She didn't sign a contract probably, but I do know in my world, like I will never do certain things because what if one of my clients logs in and that would ruin my reputation, that would ruin what happened.
But
so it hurts my...
But you're a counselor and you're giving people life
no,
advice.
No, I get that. So I'm saying... I think it depends on.
Oh, it depends on the profession. Yes,
do
okay.
I care? No, but you have to know there could be consequences to the actions.
Okay, so Senior Care's website, the descriptions of all jobs forbid inappropriate conduct on and off duty. The requirements include adheres to standards of personal ethics on and off duty, which reflect credit upon the profession. So the question is having an OnlyFans account inappropriate?
Well,
because there's a lot of people who have OnlyFans account. I'm asking the question here.
Well, I've never been on it. I think.
Well, neither have I.
Doesn't it depend on what you do? But isn't it known for being scandalous?
Well,
racy?
Well, yes. That's why it's an OnlyFans
account.
So
then, in my opinion, then yes, right? Then I'm just saying, I don't care what like she does, but she has to know there has to be consequences
but
potentially.
But if you do it that way, then wouldn't inappropriate conduct be having an affair on your spouse?
Well, the military dings you for that.
Yeah.
But you don't get fired for it. It's like a don't do it, but you know what I'm saying? Like if an EMT has an affair on her husband, she's not showing up to work the next day and be like, we found out you cheated on your husband. Guess what? No more job.
Yeah.
So what is inappropriate behavior?
So AOC stands on this. She's like,
being,
you should be able
being
to.
Being in her EMT outfit, maybe. stripping or whatnot. Definitely. Now that I could see.
Is she? Do we know?
Okay. But well, that I don't know. Okay.
AOC's, I'm assuming, is probably pro. You should be able to do whatever you
AOC, want.
No. Actually, the stance I agree with AOC on, her stance is it's a shame that medics make so little money.
Oh, I agree with that.
That yeah. they have to do something like an OnlyFans account. And on that.
That, I agree.
I agree with AOC.
Well, even on. A broken clock is right twice a day.
Exactly. Yeah. And so I guess that's my point. So if she loses her job, the real question is, and this goes back to everything we've talked about, the government shutdowns, yeah. you can't do this, you can't do that, you can't make a living. People got to pay their bills, yo.
Yeah,
I mean, at what point do you expect people to
I think that's a slippery slope, though, because I could go, you know, sell a ton of dope and make a ton of money. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I think it's a slippery slope.
But we're not paying our bills either, babe.
That fight.
And I love you to death, but
baby, we've been po-po-po, and we were slinging dope.
We ain't never been po-po-po to the point that we ain't had food.
That flight attendant.
That we haven't had the ability to keep a roof over our head. No. I will say, I'm telling you right now, that if the whole world went to crap and all this went away and we didn't have money and I couldn't feed my kids, I'm telling you right now, there's not a lot that I wouldn't figure out how to do to make sure that I can
but
feed our children.
But you would try to keep it on the up and up first.
You always try to.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, you're justifying now potentially, like.
Oh, 100%. I'm telling you, I've been very honest about that. When it comes to if society crumbles and it comes to my children eating.
Okay, but
you better
but
be better
point,
than me. That's all I gotta
is,
say.
Is
you
society,
better be better than me.
Is society crumbling for her? Can she not feed her children? Like, I'm McDonald's. Just saying, it's a great issue. She has to know there has to be consequences potentially for what she's doing.
The question I'm offering for Graham at DearAmericanMedia.com right now, religiously and morally, no, I don't like OnlyFans accounts. I'm asking the question of this isn't like the porn conversation where Pornhub and stuff has underage children and child porn there yeah. and all that stuff. This is a grown adult that is not engaging in prostitution. It is webcam paid subscription service. I'm asking from a point of American freedom.
Uh-oh.
Does she have, like, is that unethical to do that? That's the question I'm asking. That's
all I'm saying. I have a solution right here, okay? We take Governor Cuomo, we take his OnlyFans salary, because he's been sleeping
with
around.
With his nipple clamps.
No, he's getting sexual harassment.
Oh,
right
I know,
now.
I saw. So nothing will happen, though.
No, but we take a little portion of his book, and we give it to her. Because his leadership's been
win-win.
So great as he
gets
has
paid.
Hit on his assistant.
I always find myself, you know, there's the religious side of me that, yes, religiously, I don't like it. But the American freedom side of me and the capitalist side of me is, from the Constitution standpoint, is she really doing something
I'm
wrong?
I'm not doing morally either. Like, religiously, everybody knows where I stand, but I'm saying, because when I go into a business, I signed a contract, just like the police department. We cannot do certain things.
But the only thing
about... If she signed a contract, that's on her.
The only thing... Well, I guarantee you the contracts don't say you can't have an OnlyFans account.
Yeah, but what if her community is watching her and paying for OnlyFans?
But that means that the only way they can see it is if they're paying to see it.
That would be kind of unethical, right?
No, because then they're trying to get off and see her.
I'm in the middle of
what?
Oh, gosh. Go, Noah.
What? It's
Noah.
The truth.
The beauty of Christianity.
I'm just asking the question is all I'm saying.
The beauty of Christianity is that we get to be a light in a broken world, and we get to set an example for the people.
Which
that,
is why I don't have an OnlyFans account.
So that doesn't mean like we have to like, yeah. So that doesn't mean we have to say no.
Do you
and
know
we can just
how much
well,
money we're missing out not having an OnlyFans account? I mean, it's probably astronomical. Either way, don't tell me I'm not being a shining light in the world because I don't have an OnlyFans
just,
account. So don't come at me with your
that.
Biblical stuff
no,
there,
I'm
buddy.
I'm not saying that.
Again, the question is, just so before I get 1,000 messages, the question is, from an American freedom capitalist standpoint, did this New York medic actually do something wrong that she should be fired for? That's the question. And what I agree with AOC on is that it is a shame that medics get paid so little that they have to turn to work second jobs in general, no matter what the second job is.
But yeah, you're looking at it as like you should be able to like make enough money AOC is looking at it like we should be taxing more people so that we can give her
well,
more money.
Well, correct. Yes. I said I agree with the statement.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Broken clock.
One more
twice
time.
A day.
I agree. This is my fault. With the statement. That's all I'm saying. Wow.
That was fun.
Let's see. Hunter Biden.
No more needed to be said.
At this point, I mean, where are the fact checkers and where are the apologies for calling it fake Russian propaganda for so long? Where is that? Where are those people dinged on their accounts for that kind
of stuff?
How
many seconds was that covered on CNN?
Where is Bob Alinsky?
That I don't know. He's dead.
He's probably dead in a ditch.
He's dead. He is
100. Overboard.
Look, if it comes out, hopefully not, that Bob Alinsky is like found dead somewhere, we called it right here first.
A hero.
All right. Yeah. I think that's it for this episode.
What an episode.
Yeah. Zach, you got a lot of work to do, man. There's a lot of viral clips today. Thank you guys so much for listening to this episode of the Dear America podcast. We appreciate you. Tell a friend. Give us 5 stars. And, that's it. We'll see you all again next time.
Bye.